The news from Washington today, Donald Trump says he will meet Ukrainian President Zelensky. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine and hear what the people in Ukraine are saying about the news from D.C. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon from a beautiful sunny day here in Lviv. I'm talking to you outside of the Lviv Opera House, which was built in the early 1900s. You realize that this is such a deeply European city. There's a fountain to my left. There are kids playing in the water. The square is filled with people. And it looks like a very peaceful, happy place. Behind me in the Opera House is the annual annual tech conference in Lviv. It's called IT Arena. And, a couple years ago when the full-scale war started, they had to do this underground and in secret. But now everything is safe enough. When there's no air raid alarm, they can have a major tech conference here. And, Ukrainians are, as I'm going to learn these next few days, the technology is developing so rapidly here out of necessity, especially if you look at the drone technology and military tech. But a lot of these technologies that are being developed for the war have what they call dual use, also for civilian purposes. And so there's a lot of people from all over the world who are here to learn and to find ways that they can help collaborate. So here at the IT Arena. And of course, as you say, there was a sort of a back and forth between the Trump and Zelensky camps over the past few days. In fact, when President Trump spoke a few days ago in Mint Hill, North Carolina, as I mentioned, we listened to the music of Ukrainian musicians singing at my parents' house. Well, just 5 miles away, Trump was at a rally. And usually, even when he criticizes Ukraine, he's usually been very respectful of President Zelensky. But in that rally a few days ago in Charlotte, he was not respectful of President Zelensky and acted like Zelensky's some kind of like a huckster. And then, strangely, President Trump published on his social media platform, Truth Social, he published a private correspondence from President Zelensky to Trump. That's really unusual among world leaders. But the good thing of it, I think, for Ukraine, is that you can see that President Zelensky made a very reasonable and kind pitch to Trump. And it seems that has worked, that they will meet. In this context, we have to say, one of the things that Trump said in that rally in Charlotte, he said, Ukraine is gone. It's not Ukraine anymore. And, Bob, as I stand here in front of you, if you look later when we post this on my channel at JP Lindsley on YouTube, you can see the beautiful Lviv Opera House, and you see a flourishing society. Ukraine is not gone, even in the city of Kharkiv, 30 miles from Russia, even amid frequent attacks. It is a sign of, as we know, everyone who listens here, a sign of resilience. So it was very strange that he said that. The other aspect in the geopolitical maneuverings, yesterday, President Zelensky stood next to Vice President Harris, and they spoke together. And from everything I've heard and watched, to me, I think this was definitely Vice President Harris's best speech she has ever given in her life. She was focused and clear about why Ukraine matters. And so we see Trump has been sort of doubling down against Ukraine, but we also see Harris Harris saying strong words for Ukraine. But the key thing is, and what everyone here knows deeply, words only mean so much. And so I think it really is up to the press corps in Washington. And I haven't seen this from them yet to really ask Vice President Harris, will you carry on Joe Biden's policy, which is sort of, perceived here as, support, but never too quickly and never too decisively. Or will you change something? Will you go the opposite approach of President Trump, and will you become even stronger than President Biden? Because she certainly sounded like that in her words. But the question is, the key thing, will a Harris administration allow Ukraine, give Ukraine permission and even give other countries permission to allow Ukraine to hit targets deep within on Russian soil?
Questions still to be answered in this election season. Joe Lindsley sent us some music. We'll play a little bit of this. What are we going to hear, Joseph?
Well, this is very relevant to what we were just saying, because when President Trump was speaking in Charlotte, he at all of his rallies, he always begins it with Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. And at the almost precisely the same time, just about 5 or 6 miles away in Charlotte, North Carolina, the cultural forces, the musicians we've been talking about, Ukrainian soldier musicians, were playing. They were not invited to the Trump rally. They were playing at a church in Charlotte. And at precisely the same time, one of the soldiers who lost his leg in battle, the opera singer, as I stand by the opera house here, he was singing that same song that Trump loved so much and that Trump was actually singing at the rally just a few miles away. So we will hear the Ukrainians singing in Charlotte, a few miles from Trump, God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood.
To be in prayer, well, at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend you still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That is chilling. I've heard the Lee Greenwood song so many times, but when you hear that, it really gives you goosebumps.
Yeah, and especially, you know, remember, this is a guy who lost his leg. He stepped in the landmine as a soldier. And what was, you know, sad, you know, as an American, to, you know, you look at that, and a few miles away, you have Trump at the rally playing that same song, saying that Ukrainians have given up, that Ukraine is gone. And here you have, a few miles away, the connection could be so strong, and it's so nearby, people who are living through this, who refuse to quit despite all the hell they go through, and totally ignored and castigated. And it was just a coincidence that they happened to be singing that song. And I'm glad I became aware of it, because it's such a contrast. And the next morning, that same soldier, with all the group of these 11 soldiers, cultural forces, they went to Myers Park High School in Charlotte, and to the entire student body, and really a powerful experience. I mean, kids growing up in a very privileged high school in Charlotte, you know, listening to voices from the war. And when they took, they played music, and then they had a Q&A. And one of the kids at Myers Park High School, he lost his leg in a car accident. And so he asked the soldier, I think his name is Artem, the soldier. He asked the soldier, how can you give me some advice? I just lost my leg. You give me some advice on how, it's really difficult and depressing. How can I get through this? Because you're able to get through it. And he said, the soldier said, well, everything's going to take you a little bit longer. You got to get used to that. And but you take it day by day, and you find the best thing is that you're still alive. And you use this to make you stronger. And it was really wonderful to have that connection of hardened warriors with the young kids of Charlotte. The real powerful moment from the cultural forces. And their next stops will be next week. I think they're going to Atlanta and Nashville and New Orleans and Austin. So please, I encourage people to follow me at JP Lindsley if they want to follow and meet these guys as they travel the U.S.
Yeah, hopefully they'll come to the Chicago area. All of Joe Lindsley's links are on our website. Go to the Surratt Show page at WGNRadio.com. Amazing stories of human interest from inside the war. Thanks, Joseph. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Until Monday.